join with Corey and welcome everybody out. We're happy for your presence and invite you to get your Bibles open to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 will be the basis of our study here this evening. I'd like to begin by just opening the text and reading it. And if you do have any questions, while it's not an offense to us for you to ask questions or even disagreements, and we'll just sit down and reason together from the Scriptures. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul writes, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." He says, "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Excuse me. "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what restrains, that he might be revealed in his time." Verse 7. "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets or restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." Well, let's study about the man of sin. We have some folks say, "Well, now this man of sin, that's talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist," they say. And so that's what we want to talk about and figure out what Paul is talking about. So who is this man of sin that he is talking about in this text? Well, we have, of course, in the premillennial theory and doctrine is that, well, it's the Antichrist. That's who this man of sin that Paul is talking about. Now, it's some sort of, he's like a world dictator, and he's doing the bidding of Satan. And that he is contrary to God and everything that God represents, etc. And they say, "Oh, he's the Antichrist." Well, there's only one problem. If you talk about the Antichrist, using the definite article referring solely to one person in particular, and that's 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, down in number 18, John says, "Little children, it is the last time, and you have heard that Antichrist should come." He says, "Even now there are many." Did you hear that? There are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So, the Bible talks about Antichrist for sure. But if you say the Antichrist, that there's only one, and in premillennial theology, he's going to arrive right before the return of Jesus Christ, well, that's not true, because the Bible talks about Antichrist, sure, but it talks about there are many Antichrists. And what does Antichrist mean? Well, just somebody who does things contrary. Anti means against Christ. I mean, we could be against Christ on any number of topics. We could be against Christ on His teaching on baptism. We could be against Christ on His teaching about divorce. We could be against Christ on His teaching about the Lord's Supper. We could be against Christ on, well, whatever topic you want to talk about. If we are against what the Lord teaches, we would then be Antichrist. And so when they talk about the Antichrist, as if there was one, that doesn't fit. So that's not really what the passage is talking about. Somebody says, "Well, maybe it's the Roman Caesars." Well, certainly Roman Caesars exalted himself, and sometimes they.